Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and chat about tomorrow's opponent, Washington, who won a nail-biter last night to keep alive in that at-large picture. No better guy to have to preview and review than the fine beat writer from the Seattle Times. Online, seattletimes.com. On Twitter, the handle's at Percy Allen. Percy, appreciate the time. How have you been?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Awesome. So we spoke last season. It was kind of early in Pac-12 play, and I asked you about the status of Lorenzo Romar. He had missed the tournament five straight years, and then obviously things went sideways. So when March rolled around and the decision was made to let him go, were you surprised at all, or did you kind of see it coming?
Well, not surprised, you know, simply because of this business. Anytime you miss the NCAA tournament that many years, no matter how much goodwill you've built up, no matter, you know, how long you've been at a program, you're going to be in danger. You know, obviously at the time, Romar had a fabulous recruiting class coming in. He had some years left on his contract. So it wasn't necessarily a slam dunk, but in this business, not surprised. But, you know, though, to sort of fast forward it a bit, though, I was a little bit surprised at who they hired, you know, just in terms of Mike Hopkins. And then to fast forward that a little bit more, I'm shocked at what they've, you know, at what Hopkins has been able to do. You know, like that part, I am absolutely flabbergasted, and I'm still trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah, and that was like 5 days after, and for folks who aren't 100% aware, Hopkins was an assistant under Jim Boeheim forever. You know, I know now you told me how you thought about that, but obviously you hear from the fans, the supporters. How would you say that hire went over initially among the Husky faithful?
You know, it was split. You know, for folks who were in the Romar camp, again, he had been at Washington for 15 years. Not only was he, you know, the head coach, but he played at Washington. He was alum. He was great in the community. So he built up, again, a lot of goodwill. And so no doubt he had a lot of supporters on his side. Mike Hopkins, yeah, if you're not familiar with the, you know, with the Big East and New York basketball, he didn't have much of a name in the Pac-12.
Sure.
You really had to be a college basketball insider to be aware that, you know, he had finished in, you know, sort of second in a couple of job interviews, and so his name has been bandied about. I believe he was up for the USC job, he was looking at maybe one other job before that. But he wasn't a, you know, sort of like a household name, and especially in the Pac-12. So to give a first-year coach this job, it was a little bit of a surprise.
We're talking Husky Hoops with Percy Allen of the Seattle Times. Kind of, I know you glossed over it, but you wrote about Noah Dickerson, who's now a junior. And, you know, he didn't see this kind of turnaround coming from two Pac-12 wins. I think the Pac-12 media had them a distant 10th, and you've watched it in real time. So overall, your level of shock that this team is, in a lot of ways, knocking on the door of making the dance.
Yeah, I think they're right there. You know, obviously they still got some work to do. There's one regular season game left. They've got the Pac-12 tournament next year, next week. So they still got something to do to get to the NCAA tournament. But yeah, I think they're right there in terms of my level, you know, of shock, on a scale from 1 to 10, 9. And, you know, and that's simply because before the year, I thought if they had a winning record, that would be a great season for Hopkins. And I don't think I was setting the bar low at all. I was just trying to be as realistic as possible. For everything that you said earlier, that this was a team that was 9-22 last season, and they had the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. And that guy leaves, and pretty much everyone else stays, and, you know, Hopkins is able to cobble together a reasonable recruiting class from a recruiting class that absolutely fell apart. That was ranked as high as number two in the nation. Four of those five guys decommit. They go elsewhere. They keep one guy. And so, look, all of that spelled doom and gloom for Washington coming in. Hopkins, though, had a plan. He has a plan. And the really amazing thing is not only does he have a plan and a belief, but he was able to instill it quickly and to get these kids to execute it.
I mentioned Noah Dickerson, and, you know, he had a rough game against Utah a couple weeks back, but, man, last night, 15 points in the second half, a good player last year. But I guess as the elder statesman of this group, you know, he's kind of the guy that Bill Parcells would call a lunch pail guy. How key has he been kind of leading this team?
You know, I think he's critical. They've got four pieces here. They've got four guys who you could say sort of share, some of the duties. They've got a junior point guard by the name of David Crist. They've got a junior guard by the name of Matisse Bible, who is going to be up for Defensive Player of the Year. Their leading scorer is a freshman guard, Jalen Noel. But, for some of the reasons that you said earlier, for my money, Noah Dickerson is their MVP because they don't have a lot of depth behind him. They play three big men because they only have three big men. And if Noah gets into foul trouble, they're really hurting. And so he knows it. The other team knows it, and yet he's able to produce. He's 6'8", maybe. He's not very athletic. He's not a above the rim guy. I was talking to some people today. For like older folks, kind of like my age, he's got some like Zach Randolph game to him. Huh. Or like maybe even some Rasheed Wallace game to him without the mid range jumper. He's just able to get it done in the paint by just really good footwork, he like dips in and dipsy doos and, swirling and pirouetting and, it's not like he's doing it with speed and power. It's more, not necessarily finesse, but he uses all of the tricks in the toolbook. And
yeah.
So he has to bring it every night.
Yeah, I would use savvy if I was talking about him.
There you go. Yeah.
Talking Dogs with Percy Allen of the Seattle Times. You mentioned Jalen Noel, with Markelle Fultz leaving. You wrote a piece about him in late January. It's some story. Mom and dad played the game. He lost his father to cancer a few years back. He's from Seattle, Garfield High. I'm kind of curious as to how much you knew about this young guy and what a big deal it was that he stayed to play there.
Everyone in Seattle knew about Jalen. He was one of those, just like in any city throughout the country, that he was a big high school player, a dominant scorer. His dad was a big presence in the community. Everyone loved Big Mike, just a great, gregarious guy. And to see his father sort of go through that and to physically get smaller, it was heartbreaking for everyone. And when his dad passed away, his dad was, he like coached at so many different levels throughout the city, from AAU to high school to collegiate. And so there was a community sort of like an upswell and folks kind of wrapped their collective arms around Jalen, and not just Jalen, but his brother. He's got a younger brother now who's a freshman in high school. So he was a kid that's been on the radar his entire life. So none of this was a surprise. And so of that recruiting class that I talked about earlier, that phenomenal recruiting class, he was one of the reasons that it was so good. He's a four-star recruit. Everyone else left, including his his like really close friend who decided to go to Stanford, Jalen was the one guy who said, I want to stay, that like I want to stick it out. I don't know Mike Hopkins, but I love Washington. And so it's turned out it has been a fantastic decision for him.
Yeah, and that one-hander in the lane with about a minute left last night was just beautiful. He does that, though.
Yeah. You know, that's his thing.
No, I've watched him. I love his game. One final thought. The early part of the season, you guys went back to the Garden in the Big Apple, lost to a couple of good teams, and then you went to Kansas City to play Kansas in their backyard, knock off the Jayhawks, kind of actually win it going away. Early in the season, first year under Coach Hopkins, confidence-wise, how big was that win?
So, we're able to, get more clarity now. You know, obviously, when you're closer towards the end, that you can look back on things and more accurately chart, okay, these were turning points. You know, when you're in the middle of it, you really don't have no clue. But that win on the road against Kansas was big. And to like listen to these kids tell it and talk about it, it was big because they didn't do anything special. It wasn't like some kid scored 30. You know, it wasn't like they shot 60% from the field. You know, they just executed the scouting report. They just did their plan. And to hear them talk about it, it was like, oh, wow, this is working. And it wasn't some fluky win at the last second. They beat Kansas thoroughly. I mean, it wasn't close. So, like, they led for 37 minutes of that game. And so they left that thinking, okay, wow, maybe we are pretty good. Maybe if we do listen to the coaches, maybe they know what they're talking about. And so you get a lot of buy-in. You get a lot of cred, you know, from players after a win like that. Because let's face it, these guys really didn't know Hopkins. They played some games under him. They went through a training camp with them. But when you're on the road and when you beat a team like Kansas like that, boy, that really sort of solidifies you in like terms of these players, and that's when the team can really come together.
Yep, they won that game going away. Folks, he's Percy Allen, beat writer for the Seattle Times. Catch what he's up to on Twitter. The handle's at Percy Allen. Appreciate the time, the insight. Percy, enjoy your weekend, and definitely look forward to catching up down the road.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, take it easy.